I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be speaking with Bob Sneed, the executive director for Antenna, as well as artist and sculptor Christopher Darris, about Antenna's Paper Machine, a new center and print shop located in the Lower Ninth Ward. How are y'all doing today?
Doing well.
Good, good.
Great. Well, I'm glad to have you both here. Bob, to kind of start us off, for our listeners that don't really know what Antenna is, would you mind describing it?
Yeah, so Antenna is a 501c3 nonprofit, originally founded in the Bywater, and we focus on visual and literary arts programming and encourage that programming all over the city. So we provide grants or opportunities for artists and writers to do what they do in our city.
What I'm really excited to talk to y'all about is the Paper Machine Center and Print Shop that you have just opened recently. And I was wondering, what was kind of the vision for that and how did it come about?
Over the last 2 years, we've really ramped up a lot of our publications, producing open calls with artists and writers, focusing a lot of effort on artist and writer collaborations, but really getting obsessed with the kind of visceral quality of print. And we had this opportunity to take over a space in the Lower Ninth. So we're working with Southern Letter Press and Jessica Peterson, and then Gut Wrench Press as well. They both house their facilities in this space. And then we also have studios for print-based artists. So Annie Laurie Erickson is one of our first artists to join us in that space. And then to get people really excited about the space and kind of walking into it, we wanted to create this magical kind of whimsical printing apparatus that could exist in the front. And that's where Chris kind of came in and really took our sort of harebrained scheme and made it this beautiful object.
Well, fantastic. And Chris, I'd love you to tell me a little bit about this. I see on your website called the Kinetic Sculptural Print Machine.
Well, it's a large installation, Rube Goldberg sculpture. When I started the design, thinking about this sort of dynamic spectacle where it would sort of consume the space. As people came into the space, they would be sort of surrounded by this machine. And so you have flowing water that turns over. Huge water wheel that powers a pillar of rollers that sort of starts the press working, which is a big carriage that carries these self-inking stamps that sort of press these images that were created by Amanda Cassingham. And then there's a motion-activated column of flying books that as you walk past and up the stairs, they get activated and they sort of fly around you. They kind of take the whole space and go all the way up to have about 17 feet to work with. So, you know, trying to push those limits to where it sort of occupies that entire space.
Bob, do you have any events that are going to be happening in the space?
Yeah, so on January 24th, Antenna is going to host its next iteration of Antenna Signals at the Paper Machine. And for those of you who don't know what Signals is, it's a live action art magazine is how we frame it, and it floats around the city. So we get artists, writers, thinkers, scientists, all on a theme to do short presentations, performances on that theme for like 10 to 12 minutes. And then we also produce a physical print magazine from that event. The one at Paper Machine is going to focus, of course, on papers, but really thinking about papers broadly, like how they are both physical and psychological. So thinking about like immigration papers or blue books, pink slips, how paper could really like affect one's life, generally life and love, and really like thinking about how papers exist in their everyday. And all of that can be seen on our website, antenna.works.
That was artist and sculptor Chris Darris, as well as executive director for Antenna, Bob Sneed. Thanks so much for y'all coming on today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
In New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.